Chapter 9. God of my fathers, Lord of the mercy, you who have made all things by your rationalization, and in your wisdom have established a man to be master over the creatures made by you, and to manage the world in sacredness and righteousness, and to render judgment in integrity of soul. Give me wisdom, the one sitting beside your throne, and do not reject me from among your boys, because I am your slave, a son of your girl, a man without strength and short-lived, and lacking in intelligence of judgment and of laws. For even if one is perfect among the sons of men, yet without wisdom, who comes from you, he shall be accounted as nothing. You have chosen me to be a king over your people and a judge for your sons and daughters. You say that I should build an inner sanctum on your holy mountain and a sacrificial altar in the city that is your nest, a copy of the holy dwelling place which you established from the beginning. And with you is wisdom, who knows your works and was present when you were making the world, and who understands what is pleasing in your eyes and what is conformable with your instructions. Send her forth from your holy heavens and dispatch her from your throne of glory, that she may be with me and work with me, and that I may know what is pleasing to you. For she knows and understands all things, and will guide me with a sound mind in my affairs, and keep guard over me by her glory. And then my works will be acceptable, and I shall judge your people rightly and be worthy of my Father's throne. For what man knows God's counsel, or who can conceive what the Lord intends? For the rationalizations of mortals are anxious, and our plans are unsure. For a corruptible body burdens a soul, and this earthly tent weighs down a mind which has many concerns, and we can scarcely guess the things on earth, and what is within our hands we find with toil. But when things are in the heavens, who can search them out? But who ever knew your counsel, except when you had given wisdom and sent your Holy Spirit from the highest places? And this was how the paths of those on earth were made straight, and men were taught what was pleasing to you, and were saved by wisdom.